You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this finally Friday afternoon. Bottom of the third, two out, no score, NC State and Vanderbilt. Remember the pitcher I told you that was playing first base? Hadn't had a bat all year?
Uh-huh.
He's got the only hit of the ball game. Got his first hit of the year.
I love stories like that. It's like the underdog, like the poor kid that's just on the team to fill the space, and then it's like, give him a chance, and then...
I'm telling you, this has all the makings of a Disney movie at some point. It really does, but still a lot more to go. But that was a pretty cool moment there, getting his first hit, and all his teammates are going crazy because he hadn't had an at bat all year, and he got a hit off a rocker. So next batter just grounded out to second, so that ends the inning. So we go to the top of the fourth. No score between Vanderbilt and NC State. So we'll obviously keep you up to date with that throughout the afternoon. There was a big rain delay last night. That game didn't start at 10:45. The only good thing about the rain out last night was that I got a chance to watch one of these SEC storied things they do. It's kind of like the 30 for 30 that ESPN does. It's kind of like the SEC networks, their version of it, and they did one, and it's probably an old, it's probably been around a while, but I've never seen it, but they did a show last night on Jack Clark and Rafael Palmeiro when they played, pretty much followed their careers from NC State to Major League Baseball. That was real good. That was a good hour to kill that rain delay. Bad thing about the rain out is I had to watch the Braves last night. And, man, we got to get some people healthy. They started a 37-year-old pitcher last night. They had to pinch hit Charlie Morton because they have no depth. Injuries, there's just Acuna didn't play. It was just a... It was sad to watch the Braves after such a great year last year. So they're not going to get any better. I mean, they aren't bad, but they're not going to go anywhere until they get some of these people back. But I mean, it was just very frustrating to watch, to say the least. 843-721. 9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. This hour of Fan Talk built by Kenny Foundation Specialist. You have a problem, Kenny can fix it. Give him a call at 843-484-3625. This time of the year, you know, we get a lot of rain, high humidity. Crawl spaces are breeding grounds for mold, rot. They cause structural damage, air quality problems in your house. So if you get a chance this weekend, take a look under your home. If you see standing water, we've had a lot of rain. So if you see standing water, you have a problem, but Kenny can fix it. Give him a call, 843-484-3625 for a free, no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. You can check out all the services at KennyCanFixIt.com. That number, once again, give him a call, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. I don't know if you had a chance to see this. The All-Star Game jerseys were released. This year, they're not letting the players wear their regular team jerseys. And I don't know how to describe the new All-Star jerseys. I put them up on Twitter and Facebook last night. So if you hadn't seen them, you can check them out. let's just say they suck. And no other, you know, instead of the Braves, or say it's got the ATL written on them. They're all white jerseys. They're white jerseys, and they have abbreviations for the teams that the players play for. Coming down one side of the jersey. I don't like them. I don't like them at all. But and I don't know why Major League. And so, well, Jeff Hartzell made a good point on Twitter last night. It's just Major League Baseball trying to sell some jerseys. I would say to Major League Baseball, good luck trying to sell those jerseys. They look like soccer jerseys.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah, the hats aren't bad. Jerseys.
I mean, let the players wear their team, the jerseys of the team they play for.
I get to try to and look more as a united front. I get that, the goal.
Well, this ain't like an Olympic team. This is just an all-star game. It's one night. It's 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
if they got money to throw away on this, I don't want to hear about your financial woes next year, MLB.
I should have checked. I did not check to see how much they sell for. I don't like them.
I'm trying to pick if there was one that I liked.
The Mets jersey has NYM.
Like Pitt? I don't want something on my Pitts that say Pitt. And the A, you can barely see the Atlanta Braves A. You need something more.
Padres has SDP written down. Come on.
With an SD on top of it, which doesn't make sense.
They're pretty bad. Check them out if you haven't seen the 2021 All-Star. I wonder how much they sell for. See if you can look that up. See how much they sell for.
Okay.
I bet they ain't cheap.
Well, no. They got to try to make their money back off paying for them ugly thing.
This wouldn't have happened. Atlanta would not have let them do this. They'd have kept the All-Star game in Atlanta. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby. This is Jim. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I came to a sad conclusion this weekend. I was working outside and in my kitchen where I don't have a TV, and I was listening to the radio. And with the exception of Marty and McGee on Saturday mornings, weekend sports talk radio is dead. It sucks.
I couldn't agree more. Well, Daria and Mel are good. But after that, when you get in the afternoon, it's unlistenable to me.
It's horrible. It really is. I'm thinking about calling Kirkman Broadcasting and lobbying for you and Luke to do a weekend show.
There better be a big paycheck accompanying that. But we'll have football season to be here before you know it. So 71 days, you'll have football on Saturdays.
Yeah, you know, you guys are off. The boys in Columbia on 107.5 are off, and great. Now, it's just nothing worth listening to on the radio on the weekends.
Yeah, Marty McGee's a good show. I love listening to those guys.
It'd be better if Marty could keep us behind that station where it's doing the show and they all be together.
Well,
you know,
he got to make a living.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, I'm enjoying the show, Bobby. Y'all take care.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. LSU, they have a new baseball coach, Jay Johnson, the Arizona coach, has accepted the position at LSU. You might remember him. He was the coach of Arizona, the team that lost to Coastal Carolina in the College World Series several years ago. So Jay Johnson, probably the biggest job open. Well, actually, with Johnson leaving to go to LSU, the Arizona job's not a bad job. That's a really good job. So it'd be interesting to see who those guys get. We talked about it at Arizona Field last weekend, sometime last week, watching the Super Regionals. I bet he's probably glad to get out of that stadium with the pile of dirt just sitting in front of home plate and stuff like that and that heat. So and not that it's warm in Baton Rouge, that's for sure, but really good hire by LSU. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
How about it, Bobby? When were they going to decide about that college football playoff? Were they going to vote, or are they determined, or is a date set for a decision?
Right now, it's in the hands of the commissioners for summer review. But like I said, yeah, I've said several times on the show, they never would have presented this if they thought there was a chance that it wasn't going to pass. It might get tweaked a little bit. I actually think it needs to be tweaked a little bit. We will have a 12-team playoff probably sooner than later.
I know. Yeah, we spoke about daggum Notre Dame, an advantage and a disadvantage. I don't really see too much of a disadvantage if you look at their format, showing that, they're only going to have one extra game. And according to where they're ranked, they could be a home team. The second games are all bowl games. So they're in a home and a home. There's a one extra game.
Right.
And if you was to determine betting pretty much every year with Notre Dame being in the top 12, that's probably a good bet that you would take. So it'd always be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you're Notre Dame, how about if you end the regular season, you're 12-0, and you've beaten everybody by 20 points or more every game of the season, and you're not a top four seed. I think that would get old.
I know what
really
you're
quick.
Saying, but that's unrealistic. That ain't happened in 50 years. You're making a right. scenario. Don't even that's crazy talk. But what I'm telling you, you can draw scenarios that don't even make sense. But if I had to take my choice of being in the playoffs every year or that one scenario that might not work, I'll take it every year. That's just one extra game.
Right.
I mean, that ain't no downsize. Ain't nobody that good in a long time. I mean, that's come on. You know better than that.
I mean, it's up to Notre Dame. If I was Notre Dame, I would join the ACC in football. I really would.
But what advantage would it be?
Well, I mean, they play five ACC games as it is, and they play Clemson in that rotation. So they can't.
Right.
It's not like they can't escape Clemson. So why not?
That Clemson's doing a streak right now that's great. But Notre Dame, over the years, if I was them, and I don't care for Notre Dame, there's no way I'd join the ACC. I make more money. My odds of making the playoffs are greater. And I don't have to sit there and play games with conferences. And I agree with, like you said, ACC was crazy for allowing them to do that. But, that's water under the bridge. But there's no advantage for Notre Dame to join a conference. There's just no advantage. So I think Notre Dame's sitting pretty.
Well, I mean, actually, if you do the math, they would make more money when the ACC writes those checks at the end of the year. They would make more money than what NBC's paying them.
Probably so, until Clemson or somebody falls out, then USC starts becoming great again, and then Michigan starts becoming great again. You ain't going to keep them teams down but so long. And Clemson's streak, how long are they going to be in the top five every year? I mean, realistically.
Well, they're on a pretty good roll right now. I don't see them slowing down anytime soon, but we'll see. Everything's cyclical, but Clemson may drop off a little bit. I don't think they're going to drop very far.
I agree with you. I think, but I just think that, if I was Notre Dame and I'm not a Notre Dame fan, there's no way I'd join any conference because all I got to do is be in the top 12 and Notre Dame's going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
And so what if I got to play one extra game? So what if I didn't finish first? I missed one game. And if I'm that good, that one extra game ain't going to matter anyway. I'm playing it at home. I'm going to be number five. What difference does that make? I'm that good, so what? But throw me another game.
Really? I actually think they may tweak some of these things about where teams play and everything, but definitely under the proposal now, it's almost better for your school financially to be out of that top four because you get a home game. You need to be 5, 6, 7, or 8 because you're going to get a home game.
Right.
And
you're
going to sell 70,000 tickets to that home game. You can sell concessions at that game. So financially, it's better for you to be 5, 6, 7, or 8.
That's true. That's all I had to say.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I believe the wheels are coming off for NC State right now. We'll see. They trail 1-0 to Vanderbilt, but Vandy has the bases loaded. There are two out, So if he can get out of this inning with little or no more damage, NC State will still be in pretty good shape in this. So we'll again keep you up to date on this throughout the afternoon. Did you find out how much those jerseys were? I mean, they might not even be selling. I'm sure they're selling them. I would bet everything I own they're selling them. We got to take a break, don't we?
Yeah, I'll have the answer by the time we get back.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Plenty of issues on the roadways right now. We have accidents in the north area. Ashley Phosphate at the interstate, Rivers at Pierce. You're on the 52 connector. Reports of a wreck. Ward at Midland Park still clearing up as well. Also in North Charleston, a gas leak has part of Northwoods shut down right between Ashley Phosphate and Wendy's. On the interstate westbound at Aviation, we have reports of a wreck. On the Mark Park, we have reports of accidents westbound at Virginia Avenue, eastbound at the interstate eastbound. So do be careful out there. Expect company as you try and travel home. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Low Country.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Low Country. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Okay, fine. I'll fess up. All the new summer stuff I got, it's on sale at Kohl's. And the deals are so good. Like our Sonoma Goods for Life patio furniture, it was 30% off. Got 30% off backyard games, too. And even picked up grilling tools for 20% off. Best part? I saved an extra 20% and got it in an hour with free store pickup. So now we're all set for summer, and I'm pretty sure we've got a cookout planned every weekend.
Select styles, 20% offer ends June 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good, loving somebody, and somebody loves you back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you, Fan Talk. here on this Friday afternoon. This is going to be a short segment because I went real long on the last segment, but I will update you on what's going on in Omaha. Vanderbilt played it 2 runs last inning. Could have been worse for NC State. 2-0 that game now in the bottom of the fourth inning. But, NC State's getting very little offensive production off of Kumar Rocker. And as soon as I say that, he just flew out. Thought that was going to go in the gap there. Thought it was a gapper. A gapper. I can't do accents. Because I have such a southern accent.
How do you spell it? What are you trying to say?
Just a gap. He hit it in the gap. I thought he hit it in the gap.
I thought you were making that.
I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm telling you, I've got College World Series fatigue syndrome. Overwatching syndrome. Olympic athlete diagnosed with overtraining syndrome. Shut up. Take a nap. I've never heard of such a thing. So, anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Mississippi State and Texas tonight. Again, Texas, they have to beat Mississippi State twice. As Vanderbilt, they have to beat NC State twice. Not sure. I'm not listening to volume or anything. So, not sure what NC State, what their situation will be like tomorrow. I have no idea. If Vanderbilt wins today, there'll be a game tomorrow. Does NC State bring these same 13 players back? And if you got guys, depending on how many pitchers NC State has to go through, and how many you can't bring this kid that started this NC State game, you can't expect him to pitch tomorrow. His damn arm will fall off. You don't want to see a kid's arm fall off right there on the field, do you?
Now, there's your movie.
He'll just throw it left hand, right? He's a right-hander. So, tomorrow, he'll pitch with his left hand.
Yeah. It took a rest.
He's amphibious. And he's already thrown 56 pitches in this ballgame. Excuse me, that's Rocker. I'll get the pitch count for the NC State pitcher in the next inning. That's a... Rocker has only thrown 56 pitches. And if Vanderbilt has a big inning, you'll probably see Rocker go out because he's probably going to have to come back Tuesday if Vanderbilt makes it to the championship series. Leiter will pitch tomorrow, which means neither one of those guys will be available on Monday when the championship series gets underway. Now, for Vanderbilt to make it to Monday, they will have to play tomorrow. So the earliest you will get Rocker back would be Tuesday, and then Leiter would pitch on Wednesday. So Vanderbilt would have to go with somebody else on Monday should they make it. So a lot of question marks about the game tomorrow. But right now, Vanderbilt, I don't know if NC State can even do anything with Rocker. He's pitching really well right now. Really well. All right, we got to take a break. We are running late. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
I can bring my vehicle in and get appraised in minutes?
Yes, you may.
I can trade even if I don't buy from Berkeley Ford?
Yes, you may.
Well, what if...
Yes, you may. Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Munch Corner.
You know Allstate for high-quality insurance, but you might not know Allstate for low rates. That's about to change. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations.
Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO, or email philipbradley@allstate.com.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's no point in crying over spilled milk or soda or even spaghetti sauce for that matter, especially when you can take advantage of the Don't Stress the Mess sale right now at Carpetbaggers Flooring. Save 10% on flooring products and get special financing. See store for details. From carpet to hardwood, vinyl, and laminate, let their experts find you beautiful flooring that stands up to the toughest messes. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They're so much more than carpet. Locally owned since 1992.
personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the Office People show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the Office People help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
Dealerships are low on inventory, but at Berkeley Ford, we've got it all. We've got trucks, we've got cars, we've got SUVs, new and used. We've got it all. Save time, save money, avoid traffic. Come see us at Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Monk's Corner.
Summertime means sunshine, and sunshine means solar. That's why Berkeley Electric Cooperative has streamlined its renewables program, making it easier than ever to go green. Not only do members get credit for all of the surplus energy they generate, we can help you evaluate your solar PV system to make sure it's the best fit for your home and lifestyle. We'll even provide other ways to further lower your bill through energy efficiency. As your not-for-profit electric co-op, we're your source of power and information. Berkeley Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. Right now, best time ever. If you want to say your home is low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market, now they're selling fast. Many times, $20,000 to $30,000 over list price. With today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. It requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. Michael and Linda, family means everything to them. They desperately want to sell their $1 million home to be closer to their grandchildren. They listed their house with another agency and anxiously waited for it to sell. But after waiting 112 days with no results, they switched over to Matt O'Neill. Matt knew just what to do with their marketing strategies. They had a grand open house. They sold the house in 3 days over asking price. So Matt's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home within 24 hours. He also has another option. He will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. That's right. He'll give you the money. Houses are going so fast. He'll give you the money to buy that house before you even list your house. So be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneilrealestate.com. Time now to check with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Eisberg, how are you, sir?
Scotty? I am doing well. How are you doing today, Bobby?
You're good. Ready for the weekend. Ready for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a crazy weekend coming up, so I am ready for it as well. And my sister's getting married, so we're excited and kind of a crazed weekend, but it works out perfectly because I'm on my way right now to the Ice Palace, I should say. I'll do my live shots at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the Ice Palace. Stay for the first period, then run to my sister's rehearsal dinner. Dean will anchor tonight at 11 o'clock, and then I'll be back. And then the wedding tomorrow, and then I'll be back for Sunday for the Stingrays game on Sunday to work the Stingrays game on Sunday. So, needless to say. A lot of runaround this weekend, but exciting weekend all around.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. She was supposed to get married, and then COVID came, right? And they had to delay it.
Yep, twice it got canceled for COVID. She was supposed to get married March 20th, and if I remember correctly, the world shut down March 13th, so that didn't happen then. And then they're like, oh, we'll just redo it for August. It'll all be over by August. Well, it turns out it wasn't all over by August, so we had to cancel the August date. So now this is the third go around. Finally, everyone is in town. Everyone's ready to go, and they'll get married tomorrow. So they're looking forward to it. They're already married. They've been married for a year already, but the actual wedding reception and whatnot will be tomorrow. And rehearsal dinner tonight, but it all worked out perfectly. Everything fit time-wise right in. The rehearsal is North Charleston. It's not far from the Ice Palace, so we're good to go. I could do my live shots, do my show, and then run over there. So, it's a kind of a crazy weekend, but looking forward to it.
What a crazy story out in Omaha today with...
Isn't this crazy out in Omaha? This is nuts out in Omaha. I mean, this is wild. You see so many different varying opinions online, people that are yelling, well, they should have been vaccinated, this wouldn't happen, and then you have the other people that it's a false positive, and it's just, I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of it, but it's causing commotion out there. You feel bad for the team just because, obviously, like you were just talking about it, at some point you're going to run out of guys. You're going to run out of guys at some point. So we'll see how this all plays out. Who knows? Who knows what ends up happening in this whole situation? But here we are. We're in it. And kind of apropos for the year that we had, although I thought the baseball season went off pretty well this year for what it was.
Yeah, it really did. And hats off to NC State. They said they were given the option to forfeit or play these 13 kids. Elected to play, and if you watch the game, they're not playing bad. They're only down 2-0.
No, they're fine. I mean, look, I don't think it's the issue of playing. It's going to be the issue of when they run out of arms. And like you said, you need an amphibious pitcher to be throwing baseballs by the end of this whole thing.
Yeah, hats off to you. I mean. Just hats off to NC State, no matter what happens in this. And now we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they get a few players back tomorrow. To be in this game in the fifth inning and still be in it is I think, pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it is. No doubt about it. So, cool stuff with that going on right now. It's memorable, if nothing else. I'm sure Elliot Avent doesn't think it's memorable in a good way, but it is memorable one way or the other. It's memorable, and we'll see where it goes from there. And look, if they win this College World Series, it will be one of the great stories of all time in college baseball. There's no question about that.
No, absolutely. That would be you better get the Disney folks ready if that happens.
I know, right? Yeah, they just finished wrapping the Ray Ray McElrath Bay movie. Now you're on to the next one.
So Stingrays tonight, you got that, River Dogs. What else you got for us tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm all Stingrays tonight. My whole show will be Stingrays, and I have interviews with them, and then we'll see if we'll have any guests on I know Jared Bednar, I think, is going to be at the game. Darren Abbott's going to be at the game. So hopefully we'll catch up with one or two of them that are there at the stadium, maybe jump on live with them for a second. We'll just kind of see what's going on there at the Ice Palace. I'm looking forward to getting out there for this Kelly Cup. The one I'm going to be looking for tonight, I don't know if he'll be there or not, is Rick Vive. I think that'll be a really interesting tie-in if I see Rick Vive at the game tonight. Obviously, it's not every day that your son plays for plays for a Kelly Cup. And then the other one that would be interesting to be there is, you know, the head coach of Fort Wayne is Ben Boudreaux, the son of longtime NHL head coach Bruce Boudreaux. And he's not coaching right now, so I'd venture to think maybe you see Bruce Boudreaux there tonight, which would be, that would be pretty wild to have two NHL head coaches in the Ice Palace tonight for a game. That would be pretty cool.
Wasn't he in the Water Boy? I'm just kidding.
Bruce Boudreaux. Who are you thinking of?
No, the name.
Boudreaux. No, Bobby Boucher was the guy. Bobby Boucher was the guy.
Well, when I hear the name Boudreaux, I think of Cajuns, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You had me on that one. I think he's Canadian. I don't think he's Cajun. But although, you know, aren't Cajuns originally from Canada? I think that's where they originally came from, right?
I guess, yeah.
I think so. I think that's where they originally came from, was Canada. So, but yeah, you might see, I don't know, maybe Bruce Boudreaux there tonight, maybe Rick Vive there tonight, maybe Jared Bednar. I mean, yeah, they're pretty good list of names that might be there tonight for a hockey fan. So, I'm looking forward to the series. You know, Stingrays 3-0 against Fort Wayne this year. Started up tonight, and we'll see where it goes. And I'll starting to negotiate with management to let me go to Fort Wayne, Indiana next week if it comes to that.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens as far as that goes. And and then the Islanders play tonight as well. So a big night of hockey for the Eisberg family, which I'm looking forward to. But yeah, Rays, Comets tonight, 7 o'clock. Looking forward to it live at 5:30 and 6:20.
Sounds good, Scotty. You have a great weekend, all right, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Scotty Osborne, a busy weekend with his...
He's been busy. I mean, he had his friend getting married in New York.
This is why I have no friends.
So I would love to have friends that want... That,
I don't have to deal with stuff like this.
But see, I need them to want to travel and be rich.
Yeah,
if you wait on Blake to fly somewhere, you Amtrak in the cargo seat.
I read an article today that 600 people had paid $250,000 to go up in that Elon Musk, go up into space. No, thank you.
Yeah, did you see how many crash landings that thing did? He was trying to get it to land by itself.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a hard pass.
I watched Apollo 13. I know what happens. You get cold, you get the gut rot, and then you got to come back home and just, you don't even get to walk on the moon.
There you go. Bottom of the fifth, Vanderbilt leading NC State 2-0, but NC State has runners on first and second with nobody out, and the first baseman has got his second hit of the game.
Man, get it. I mean, it would definitely go down in history if they won the entire series. With these 13.
Heck, if they just won this game.
I know, but.
They'll be a 30 for 30. They win this game, they'll be a 30 for 30 or something.
That'll be a horrible.
I promise you.
That'll be a ESPN-made movie about it. But you win the series, that's when you get Disney and all the other ones involved. But right now, you're just looking at Lifetime and Hallmark and ESPN movies right now. Grade D actors.
Well,
Nicolas Cage will probably be in it.
Absolutely. So they are talking to Kumar Rocker right now. But again, NC State has something going here in the bottom of the fifth inning. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Plenty of issues on the roadways right now. We have accidents in the north area. Ashley Phosphate at the interstate, Rivers at Pierce. You're on the 52 connector. Reports of a wreck. Ward at Midland Park still clearing up as well. Also in North Charleston, a gas leak has part of Northwoods shut down right between Ashley Phosphate and Wendy's. On the interstate westbound at Aviation, we have reports of a wreck. On the Mark Park, we have reports of accidents westbound at Virginia Avenue, eastbound at the interstate eastbound. So do be careful out there. Expect company as you try and travel home. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com and remember, don't get run over, call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Low Country Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millette and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T, lowcountry.com.
You have wall cracks, sagging floors, or musty smells? Call Canty Foundation Specialist for solutions to protect your home and family for years to come.
Why did the house fall down?
I don't know.
Because he didn't call my dad.
Don't let your house fall down. Call Canty Foundation Specialist today and keep your family safe. Call 843-484-3625 for a free estimate. That's 484-3625 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Come out of here on the floor and let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
Here you go.
I don't know if you've ever seen the video of the couple. They were had to be in their 60s, 70s. And they were at a shag competition, I think, right, in Myrtle Beach. And boy, they danced to this song. Nobody, I mean, the youngins couldn't hold a candle to them. It's crazy.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this finally Friday afternoon. Just update you on the College World Series. NC State is on the board. They trail Vanderbilt 2-1. State has a runner on second with two out in the bottom of the fifth inning. So, thought he hit a fair ball down the line and it was going to be a tie ball game, but that ball went foul. So, tuning in, NC State, they had a player that tested positive. Their starting second baseman, JT Jarrett, They've flown him back to Raleigh. But NC State playing today with 13 players, 9 position players, and 4 pitchers. And right now they are hanging in through 5 innings with Vanderbilt. Again, going up against Kumar Rocker, who's going to be a first-round draft pick here in the Major League Baseball draft. So hats off to NC State. And you got to think, the city of Omaha will get behind a certain team. And you have to think that everybody in that stadium, with the exception of the Vanderbilt fans, are pulling for NC State today in this game just because of their situation.
Mm.
So, infield hit. NC State now has runners on first and second with nobody out. Kentucky governor did something interesting. I guess if you're a state that does not have any type of NIL legislation, you could do what the Kentucky governor did. Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order yesterday that would allow the state's college athletes to make money through their name, through use of their name, image, and likeness. So if your state doesn't have legislation, I guess your governor can put it into place. So I guess that's good news. South Carolina has theirs. It just didn't go into effect until next year. And also in the Big 12, a surprising move, Bill Moose has retired as Nebraska athletic director effective June 30th, which is like next week. So that came this kind of smells of you can retire or we're going to fire you. It kind of has that odor to it right now. But who knows why. I was thinking about that. The guy's 70 years old. He's been an athletic director in a number of schools. Probably got a nice little nest egg.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? I mean, if you're 70 years old and you're an athletic director, do you want to deal with all the crap that's fixing to come down in college athletics?
No.
I wouldn't.
I would.
If I was financially stable, no way.
I would want to be the assistant.
Yeah, because the assistant probably has to do most of the work.
Yeah, all the paperwork, late nights.
I mean, it would be something I just wouldn't want to deal with. By the way, we talked earlier about those Major League Baseball All-Star jerseys.
News about that. Now, what I told you was the price. I didn't read the whole thing. That is the price for the replica, $139.99. Scroll down a little bit further, then you have the real ones. $399.99. But on the MLBShop.com, if you use code FS75, you get free shipping. If I'm going to spend $40 on a jersey, the damn $4 on shipping ain't going to bother me too much.
So the replica jerseys at home was $150.
Yeah.
And the authentic jersey is almost $400.
With taxes and everything, over $400. But you get free shipping.
Oh, yeah. Well,
get on it.
Every little bit helps.
And I will say, looking at the blue ones up close, the blue ones aren't half bad. Those white ones, they need work. On the white ones, they should have done the writing in blue letters and then the symbol in red. Make it stand out. Because the gold pops on the navy blue. I like the Boston one. Anybody would like to buy me the Boston one?
I didn't see a navy blue one. I just saw those white ones, and I didn't care for them.
Well, apparently, you got the separate leagues.
Well, I think that the players should wear their own jerseys.
Yeah, I think the National is the blue.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that price, I'm out.
Yeah, they ain't even. And the thing is they have underneath the real ones almost gone. Who the hell is? I mean, Lord.
Probably collectors.
Almost gone, all of them.
Probably stores, collectible stores and stuff like that, buying them up.
Which was it? Diamondbacks that you said was the worst team. They almost gone. They only have 3 sizes out of the 5 out of the 6.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's collectors. 843-721-9500. is the number to call. Going to the top of the sixth now in the College World Series. Vanderbilt leading NC State 2-1 against Vanderbilt. They have to beat NC State twice. They win today. They will come back tomorrow and play. Again, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how many players NC State has tomorrow. Do they have to go with the same 13? What are they going to do about a pitching? Pitching right now, the NC State pitcher, he has thrown 82 pitches in five innings. So probably by the end of this inning, he'll be close to 100 pitches. And at some point you have to worry about the health of the kid.
Yeah.
When you get up around 100 pitches, that's usually the limit. Now, we have seen a couple of pitchers go over that. Leiter for Vanderbilt went over it in that game, that second game he pitched. That was the NC State game, I believe. I believe that was the game they lost 1-0. And he was up at about 120 pitches in that game. So there have been a couple of pitchers up in that 120 pitch range, but we'll see because I think this is going to get very interesting here as the game gets in these later innings, what Elliott Avant, the head coach at NC State, does. Last night, 17th no-hitter in Cubs history. It's a combined no-hitter. I don't know if that's I get it. Four pitchers didn't give up a hit, but it's not a true no-hitter. But anyway, it was an accomplishment. They're going to count it, 17th no-hitter in Cubs history. Only five other no-hitters have ever been thrown against a defending champion over the last 50 years. So impressive job by the Cubs last night. Also, if you're a stamp collector, there is now a new Yogi Berra stamp. So I'm not a stamp collector. But I think it'd be pretty cool to have a Yogi Berra stamp. So maybe next time I'm in the post office, I may pick up one or two. But I'm not a collector by any means. But this new Yogi Berra stamp that was issued yesterday by the United States Postal Service. So there you go.
So does it say, "Hey Boo Boo, we got some picnic baskets"?
What
does it say? "Hey Boo Boo, I got some picnic baskets."
This is the baseball player. It's not Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear.
You made a joke about Boudreaux. So that's just my...
Well, Boudreaux, I think of as a Cajun name.
Yeah.
But I can see where it could be a...
Boucher. Just like, yeah. Yogi Bear. Well,
Boudreaux is a Cajun name.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I wanted to ask. A caller just called and wanted to know, Phil Steele's coming up next hour. Did you talk to him about the Gophers?
No.
You didn't?
Okay. No.
He's listening.
I gave him the opportunity, but I asked him about, could anybody challenge the big four or five schools that have dominated the college football playoffs, and he never brought up Minnesota.
Hmm. And lastly, I told you when we come back, there's a story I want to tell you. Do you know the Capitol, government's dealing with a lot, but the NCAA, you know what else they're dealing with? Today, supposed to be releasing the report about UFO and what the government knows about UFO sightings. It just popped up as an alert on my phone. So, get ready, enthusiasts. You're going to find out what the military actually knows about.
Do we really want to know what the military knows about UFOs?
I don't think anybody knows.
Do you want to know that there is actual aliens out there?
If there's aliens out there, I'm not too scared about them because out of all the intelligence that they may have, they could go to Disney World, they could go to Paris, but they choose to go to a field in Arkansas, lay them in a Cabbage Patch field in Arkansas, then I ain't too much worried about where they're going to choose to
go. They're
probably
all sitting on the bench laughing at us right now.
Oh, they're probably saying, "We don't want to go there. Look at the crap they're dealing with."
I found it hilarious that Republicans and Democrats for the last 10 years have never been able to agree on anything. But now they all of a sudden, they agree on destroying college athletics as we know it. So that's been pretty bipartisan in all this.
Yeah, get gas prices down back to $2 and then get started on college athletics.
All right, 2 hours in the book. Phil Steele next hour and more of your phone calls. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Spring fishing season is here, so come see the great folks at Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. Hadrill's offers quality products, great pricing, and most importantly, experience that means quality customer service and setting you up with the right gear. Shop Hadrill's for all your offshore fishing supplies. They've got rods, reels, Andy Moy lures, and more. Don't forget to reserve your Baitmaster or Bionic Ballyhoo today. Before you click and wait for delivery, shop local at Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply, open 7 days a week.
This is Mike Mazzell for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road with exciting news. It's springtime and we're playing ball. Most dealerships don't have any inventory, but at Stokes Volkswagen we do. So we're playing ball on every new Volkswagen in stock. Every new Volkswagen available with zero down. Qualified buyers can sign and drive with interest-free financing for 60 months. Remember, Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road is the fastest, easiest way to sell your car and get the most money for your trade. Plus, we'll take any trade in any condition, paid off or not. Is your credit in a slump?
Strike two!
If you've got $500 down and you make at least $2,000 per month, our lenders can get you approved. So if you want to strike out, that's okay. But if you want to hit a home run and save on a new Volkswagen, come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
$1,666 per month per 1,000 borrowed for 60 months at 0% APR with zero down. Plus tax tag. Includes $499.50 administration fee. Subject to VCI credit approval. Expires month end.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
Summertime is prime time at the Boonhall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boonhall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
I know you've been feeling it, but now the calendar confirms it. Summer is officially here, and Red's Ice House is the place to be. It's time to slip on the shorts and let your flip-flop feet walk your way to Red's. Our masks are off so you can see our smiles, and we've got plenty to smile about. Great new drinks to try, like a frozen Arnold Palmer or a Tito's Transfusion. There's a new cold shrimp salad platter just right for summer, and the smoker is cranking out mountains of pulled pork for nachos. And you don't have to wait for the weekend for fun. Every day is a holiday at Red's. Truly Tuesday is our paddleboard happy hour. Get out on the creek for an hour of fun and then come back to Red's for a few truly hard seltzers. Wednesday, it's trivia time. Insane trivia. The questions are tough, the transfusions are terrific, and the night is fun. There's live music all weekend, and Sunday fun days wrap the week up. Slide in any day for a real lunch break, because it's summer at Red's Ice House on the banks of historic Shim Creek in Mount Pleasant.
Your South Carolina Stingrays have advanced to the ECHL's Kelly Cup Finals and are looking to bring their fourth championship to the Lowcountry. Head to Sportsbook of Charleston to watch all the action as the Rays battle the Fort Wayne Comets. For more information, visit stingrayshockey.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts,
In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Reported average annual savings from switching auto by new customers surveyed who saved with Allstate in 2019. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Farm Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.